Hello, and welcome to a formalist analysis of The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, written by Washington Irving. Today we're going to be looking about the telltale signs that Ichabod Crane was always going to fail in his quest to gain the beautiful Katrina Van Tassel's heart. Now that may seem a little far-fetched if you don't look between the lines, but we took the time as formalists do to do so. And today, I'm going to be pointing out what you may not have noticed on your first reading. Let's begin by looking at just who Ichabod's rival in this kerfuffle is. Hunter, horse rider, and undeniable master of racing in all cockfights, Brom Bones is a well-built man whose strength is admired within the community of Sleepy Hollow. Comparing to Ichabod Crane, Brom is already much weller off, seeing as though, quote, the revenue arising from his, Ichabod's, school would have been scarcely sufficient to furnish him with daily bread, for he was a huge feeder and Dolark had dilating powers of an anaconda. Brom, obviously, he's probably well-fed, seeing as though he's, well, one of the biggest men in town. But Ichabod's not. He doesn't really have anything going for him in the hopes of wooing Katrina with earthly goods. Although Katrina has everything going for her in catching Ichabod's own greed and interest. In comparison to Ichabod, however, Brom is already a much more stronger, well, man for one, and rival for another. Nobody was to stand against him, except Ichabod. With such a character in play, going after Katrina's heart, it's kind of obvious. The odds are pretty much stacked up in Brom's favor at this point. But let's take a moment and look at the other side of this two-sided coin. Ichabod. Have you ever thought to look into Ichabod Crane's motives? While he is quite the softy when it comes to falling in love, nobody can, well, overlook the fact that the narrator and Ichabod are constantly obsessing over food throughout the story. As soon as Ichabod comes to the Van Tassel Manor, he's taking note of everything. Everything material. Ichabod's motives, more or less, they aren't really Katrina at all. He wants what she has. Having come up from nothing, it's rather obvious that, well, wealth is something that he would want. He even imagines so much as calling his own kind shameful, looking down on people like him. Katrina has everything she could ever want or need. And, well, Ichabod wants that. While he does imagine having kids with her, those kids were quickly tossed off with the thought of more material goods. Not a very ideal suitor if you want a happy family now, is he? There's also the matter of Ichabod's personality. He is a fair teacher and pulls his own weight where he can and when he can. But who ever heard of a grown man still afraid of the dark? Afraid of the simple bumps in the night? Such irrational fear, especially in Sleepy Hollow, where the supernatural is thought to be a normal occurrence, is more often than not frowned upon. In comparison to Brom, Ichabod's more or less a wimp. Worthless. He is worthless. Katrina wouldn't want a man like Ichabod anyway, seeing as though he has nothing to his name, and at the time, it was more common for women to marry into men's family rather than the other way around. Katrina would be marrying into nothing. And she would be marrying someone who, more or less, doesn't truly love her. Ichabod has to borrow everything. He borrowed Van Ripper's horse. And, well, that led to his unfortunate departure from Sleepy Hollow. The night that Ichabod encountered the Headless Horseman, he lost the last of what he had, his dignity. Katrina finally found it within herself to turn him down. And after the embarrassing confrontation with the Headless Horseman, who may or may not have been Brom pulling another one of his pranks, but may have also been some malevolent spirit, he decided it was time to leave. Time to put what he had, which was little at all, behind him. Brom triumphed in the end, and seeing as though the odds were ever in his favor from the very beginning, and Ichabod's hole, or more or less his grave, was dug so soon, so deep, Brom had the upper hand in the end. A fight against someone who never stood a chance isn't really a fight at all. Whether or not Irving intended on this to happen or not, nobody knows. We can't go and ask him. But that's not entirely a significant matter. This is formalism after all. What matters is what the book says, what the text reads. And in this text, Ichabod Crane's fate was spelled out for him from the very first word. Thanks for listening. Have a nice day, night, whatever you may be going through right now, and I hope to see you again some other time. Bye-bye.